Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 265, Escape Room.
Solve the puzzle. Escape this podcast. Find the clues or die.
Yes, we have constructed an elaborate network of clues that will lead you to a certain riddle that must be solved or this podcast will explode, killing you.
What? It'll kill us. No, listening to the recording of it.
No, when you listen to the podcast, that starts the timer for
the puzzle. Like we don't want to tell people that because then the FBI might be after us because that seems like threatening.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know what I mean or you don't know what a threat is? Because I know you know what a threat is.
Well, it's all in good fun. It's fine.
Oh, threats are all in good fun.
We're just going to rename this to the Minos
Escape podcast. Minos Escape Podcast?
Yes. Escape this podcast with your life. That's how it goes from now on.
All right.
You're going to go home tonight afterwards and think like it's just done and over with. And then all of a sudden when you close your bedroom door, a lock will engage and a clock that was never on your wall before will start counting down.
Did my mom let you into my house again?
Yes.
Damn it. Take it away, her key. Hello, Chaos.
Hello, Carnage.
How's it going?
Oh, lovely. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
It's a good day.
It is the day after your birthday.
It is. Thank you. Well, you're not sure. I thank you. Just factual. It is your birthday. It is
the day after your birthday. Just imagine that I put up a banner that presented that in like Arial font in gray letters.
Yes.
One letter per page. It is your birthday yesterday.
My mom goes yesterday because I she had to deal with lots of labor with me and then a C-section because I'm winning. Hashtag winning. No, she's like, I'm going to start over at 2 a.m. the day before and just start kicking you in the stomach because you did that to me 43 years ago. I'm like, no, we're not going to replay this.
That'd yes, be great. And thanks. Since it's you, we know that you did it on purpose because you were a little demon baby.
I was. I was early. I was like 36 hours in labor and then a C-section after that even because I rock.
I'm surprised they let her hang on for 36 hours before they made her get a C-section.
They will let you hang on for a while in the 80s.
In the 80s, not anymore.
No, now they schedule that shit.
Well, actually, with my mom, she kind of had to fight with the doctor about my sister to not have a C-section because the doctor was trying to push her into one. And she was like, no.
I would do the C-section anytime over natural labor. Are you kidding me? All that pushing, you know, one cut and it's gone. Just one cut and it's gone.
Well, that was her choice. She did not want a C-section.
I mean, that's my motto in life for anything. One cut and it's gone.
One cut and it's gone. You just cut off your hand when it bothers you.
It's gone. That's why I only have five fingers left.
That big cut on your hand, just chop it off at the wrist. And the doctor was like, are you sure?
For like 2 weeks in the hospital, you'll be fine. No, just chop it off.
I don't need it anymore.
I'd rather just be done with it.
I'm like Swamp Thing. I'll regenerate a new one over time.
I am not Swamp Thing. No, I would have said that, but it was my right hand, and I can't write with my left hand, which I found out when I broke my right hand years ago.
Do you know who Swamp Thing is?
The cryptid.
He's not a cryptid.
He's like a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster from a horror movie.
Yeah.
He's not like an actual legend of
yes,
something.
He is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is in Louisiana.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
What I mean is he is your friend and mine, Ray Weiss.
Oh, okay.
He was Swamp Thing.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I never seen the movies.
I just watched it today. Adrian Barbeau is the lead love interest, whatever, and Ray Weiss is Swamp Thing.
Who just died? Someone just died today.
Oh, you geez.
Remember?
No.
Okay. Alan Arkin, that's who died.
Oh, today?
Mm-hmm. I did not know he was 89. He looked really good for his age, actually.
I did not know he died. Yeah. So, thanks a lot.
Well, I'm sorry to break it to you. I mean, you know.
He and I had something special.
He did?
Yes. It was called a restraining order. You can't just get those for anybody.
Yes, you can, actually.
No.
Trust me, I collect them all.
No, they're not as easy as you'd think to get.
You have to work at it very hard, okay? So, I mean,
it's a job. granted, it's not a job that pays well, but it is a job and it should be respected.
God. Anything you want to talk about this week before we hop in?
I still believe that tarantulas should be the size of dogs.
No, never.
Yes, always.
Tarantulas should not even exist.
Fuck you. Yes, they should. They're the best animals horrifying. On the planet.
No, cats are.
No, tarantulas. Sorry, fuck. You're wrong.
You can't cuddle with a tarantula.
You can if you try hard.
No, you can't.
You might get bitten, but that's just, you know, part of it.
That's like those medicines. This will cure your acne, but side effects could be paralyzing your right side or death. Yes. But you have no acne, though.
You can cuddle the very soft, fluffy tarantula, but side effects include swelling and pain at the site of injection, muscle cramps that last for days or weeks, and headaches.
Yeah, pass. Okay, I'll cuddle with a kitten. Thank you so much. Or a puppy. Or a baby, a kid goat, a little baby goat.
Hey,
baby
at least
goat.
You don't land in the hospital for two
shut
weeks.
Shut up. I don't talk about it. I didn't cuddle that cat. That cat bit me. Anyway, should we get on with this?
Yeah, let's.
Who are we?
We are They Mostly Podcast at Night.
Mostly.
We are two.
Don't look at me.
Pod person. We are two best friends of 25 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks, and we have very special friendship goals at this podcast. Our friendship lives in the hashtag Mariana's Trench of Hate, where it is as deep as the ocean. It's like 6 miles deep, I think. And we have our very own octagon where we go to MMA style duke it out when we don't see eye to eye on movies, which is often. I was gonna
awful.
Say, no, no, I was trying to say awesome and often at the same time.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
That's right. And this week we did.
Did you forget?
No, I was looking at Jonesy. Jonesy came Kitty. In. Is, yeah, I know. I get
one of our audience members is here. Hello, Jonesy.
Eating bugs.
Eating
thank
a
you.
Bug off the floor.
Oh, God. Okay. This week we did Escape Room. So this is the one I meant to do when we did No Escape Room. I finally found it streaming somewhere. This one was done in 2018. It was a PG-13. It was an hour and 39 minutes long. And it got a 6.4 on the IMDb scale. What about that tomato meter?
So glad that you asked, because you see, the tomato meter is a green splotch at a 50%. Critics' consensus, Escape Room fails to unlock much of the potential in its premise, but what's left is still tense and thrilling enough to offer a passing diversion for suspense fans. Audience score, 54%. And by the way, Rotten Tomatoes, I would really appreciate not going to this movie's page. And the first thing I'm looking at is inside of Ben's mouth. Just a note for you.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Ew.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
God, that's from when he was getting smushed.
That's from when he was getting smushed in the beginning, yeah.
All right, should we do a little casting?
Yeah, let's talk about the cast.
So your commentary is Chaos is currently pressing a wasp into a wall with a block of wood.
It's not a wasp.
Did it go well? Did you kill it? It's squished? Okay.
I did kill it. It's not a wasp. It might actually not be something that can sting you. I'm not sure. But it has a little stripey butt, so just to be safe,
and you made it mad, so best to kill it.
I tried to squish it with my flip-flop, and instead I made it very angry.
Just like me. When yeah. You squish me with your flip-flops.
When I step on your head, yeah. Sorry. I don't know.
It's rude.
That is very rude of me.
All right. Hit us up. Let's go. Casting.
Okay. Zoe is Taylor Russell.
Just saw her a couple weeks ago in Down a Dark Hall, but she was also in Lost in Space and Bones and All.
Ben was Logan Miller.
He was in Love, Simon, Private Property, and Shithouse. Damn autocorrect. Shithouse.
Jason was Jay Ellis.
He was in Top Gun, Maverick, Insecure, and Somebody I Used to Know.
Mike was Tyler Labine.
Of course, in our very first movie, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, he was also in New Amsterdam and Voltron, which I loved as a kid.
And the hilarious stoner comedy Deadbeat that used to be on Hulu. I don't know if it still is, but it was a Hulu original. And Danny DeVito's daughter was in that with him.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Amanda was Deborah Ann Wall.
She's in True Blood, Catch 44, and God of War.
Danny was Nick DeDani.
A typical hot mess holiday. And dear Evan Hansen, do you want a little short summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Group is tapped to test an escape room and things go awry. But for whom?
Oh, got a little. And also.
Who do they go awry for? They could go awry for two different people. I don't know.
Just or everyone, I thought.
Everyone!
Who do they not go awry for?
Well, I mean, in the end, if we're going to spoil it, it didn't really went awry for the Game Master.
Well, I think it still went awry for all of the people who played the game.
I mean, some of them lived.
Yeah, but it's not like it didn't go awry in between them almost dying.
Whatever. I mean,
do you often like almost die and be like, nothing went awry there?
Yes, every weekend, actually.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I usually stick forks and electrical sockets, and I'm like, nothing went awry. Every time I get a walk away from him. And now I'm getting the look. Okay, can we get into this one?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm so excited that I found it because I was so pissed. And no escape room. And I don't think that bled through enough on the podcast, but I was so angry.
It didn't, because I remember being really pissed off that you made me watch it, and you kind of defended it because I was mad.
I did, because you were mad. So I have to counteract what you want.
Right. So your
anger
didn't come through.
No, because I was too busy trying to protect the movie. But
that you didn't even like.
I mean, it was okay. It just wasn't this movie. This is the movie I wanted.
Okay.
So... we start off when the first shot we see this guy. He's in this room, looks like a regular escape room, but except the walls start closing on him and they seem to crush him at the very end.
Yeah, you think like, oh, okay, he's dead.
Yeah.
So moving on, I guess.
And then it goes, and it goes like, you know, previously on escape room. No. it says like 6 days earlier or something, whatever the fuck it is. You learn about three of our characters. You actually learn about. You learn about Ben, Zoe. Ben is a hedge fund manager. He's dick. He's an absolute dick. No, not Ben. I'm sorry. Jay.
I was gonna say like Ben worked at a grocery store. Where did you get that from?
Jay was a hedge fund manager. He's a complete dick. He's out for himself. He's all about the money. He's all about what's in it for him.
Yeah.
Whip him, as we call. You learn about Ben, who's this. High as a kite, drunk, alcoholic, grocery store stock boy who cannot be promoted to be out front. He's not allowed. Yeah. How would that look? How would that look, Ben?
I didn't get that. I was like, why can't he work out front?
Probably because he knew he was an alcoholic. How would that look? Have an alcoholic out front.
Okay. When I worked at Home Depot, we had a guy at the pro desk who got the DTs like every single freaking day. By lunchtime, he was shaking like a leaf. It's possible.
Good point. Good point. Well, maybe, and we don't know though, but maybe in that town too, he was known for what happened.
Maybe he was.
So that's why I was thinking too.
That could be, yeah.
Because you find out something happened.
Yes.
Something happened to all these people.
To all these people, yes.
And we learn about Zoe, who's a shy ass but smart college student who's, in physics. She's a physics, like, science major.
She gets a nerd boner for physics problems.
So we learned about these three characters, and that's it.
Yes.
That's it. Another three characters we don't learn about at all, you know, until we get into the game. But they all get a puzzle box. One, you know, they seem to get them from people they know.
Yeah.
Which
they probably didn't, actually.
No, there's no fucking way they did.
Yeah.
It's kind of... It's kind of like a little bit, if I may, for a second. I'm going to skip a bunch ahead for a second. But these puzzle boxes were given because these rich people wanted to watch them do these puzzles, these rooms, and die. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like Squid Games and Hostel.
It's got like Squid Games vibes. It's got Hostel vibes. I also felt Saw vibes.
Yes. So it kind of brings it in there. But basically, they got these puzzle boxes. They think they're going to win $10,000 for trying out this escape room. Whoever wins gets this $10,000. No, they were really tricked, and that's why they think these puzzle boxes come from someone they know.
Right.
They're really tricked to die, basically.
Yeah.
So for rich people's amusement, because rich people love to see people die, apparently, if they're not torturing them. They love to torture them and see them die. Yeah, I'm not rich. Is this a thing? I mean, do I need to know about this? It keeps cropping up in movies. Is this really a thing for the super rich?
Like, I don't have. I do have some experience with wealthy people, but not like mega rich people. So I really don't know. Maybe Elon Musk does this on the weekends. I really wouldn't know.
Do you think he hunts people on the weekends?
I think he does.
Okay, you should say in my opinion. I think he does, so we don't get sued.
In my opinion, I think Elon Musk. I don't think he actually does it. I won't say that. I think he fantasizes about doing it.
And like the Purge. Remember the second Purge where they're all the rich people are in the one room just enjoying the arena? Like,
yeah.
Like they get auctioned. Like I just get so many vibes of rich people love to kill people.
I mean, that's what movies would have us believe.
Yeah. I learned from the movies that rich people love to watch people get killed and tortured.
Yeah.
This is what life has taught me. Thank you, movies. Thank you, movies, for teaching me something useful that I could be cannon fodder one day for a super rich person.
I have this weird feeling like eventually one day this podcast is going to end and I'm like never going to watch a horror movie again.
Sorry about that. When that day happens, one of us will kill the other one probably. You'll either be in prison for killing me.
And then the one who wins $10,000 and a trip to their own padded cell.
Yay!
And they'll be uber famous because it'll be the podcast murders. Who knew?
All of our listeners.
Yeah, all of our listeners will be like,
we did.
Called it. We had a pool going and a lot of us are quite wealthy now.
So yeah, it's funny how these puzzle boxes work because Jay doesn't give a shit. Zoe's intrigued by it and Ben tries to take a hammer to it.
Yeah.
But they all get there in the end where they all end up in the room with Amanda, Mike, and... Because I suck at names. Hold on. Amanda, Mike, and Danny. So,
and we've seen Tyler Labine, as we said, our very first movie was Tucker and Dale versus Evil. So we've seen Tyler Labine as like a hillbilly, like a not well-to-do, scruffy, rednecky person.
Yes.
And this guy was supposed to... He was playing a truck driver in this one, and everybody's like... looking down on him and just kind of figures out what he's about just by looking at him. And that he really didn't read truck driver to me. He looked kind of polished, really.
Polished truck driver?
Like everybody was like all, oh, well, you're just some like redneck truck driver.
Okay,
and I was
like,
that
vibe at all.
I did not get that vibe from him at
no,
all.
No, I mean, I didn't get that vibe that they thought that either.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Jay looked down on everyone though. If you're thinking
he did.
Jay.
No, but everybody kind of looked at him like they were all looking down on him. And I was like, I would not just look at him and read truck driver. No. He doesn't read truck driver to me.
Well, my thought when we met Mike, like I thought like Tyler Labine's a good actor too. And like, I was like, is he in on this? Like, it's the way he was acting is kind of like questionable. Like it almost made me question, like, is he in on this?
Yeah, because he just did not read Blue Collar to me.
Well,
and
not only that, he
and
didn't
that's
read...
what everybody was treating him like. And I was just like, I didn't get that at all from him.
And just the way he was acting at first is like, are you in on this? I think they even played the character that way to make you kind of question, like,
yeah. And they do accuse him at one point too.
Yeah. But you got Mike, you got Amanda, who was a former former veteran, war veteran, and Danny, who does escape rooms. Like he's like the winner of all escape rooms. Like he's done so many different escape rooms. He's the expert.
I think he said he's done like 98 escape rooms.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was a fuck lot.
Yeah.
And they're all in this waiting room, but. When Mike goes to smoke, the door comes off. The door handle comes off and reveals, like, this knob. And we soon find out, no, they're in their first...
This is actually the first room of the escape room.
And what they thought was, like, a receptionist desk is actually, like, a dummy with...
A creepy, like, 50s Stepford Wives so smile. Great. Yeah.
They're looking for clues in the room, and they think they find a book for it, Fahrenheit 451. So they think, oh, well, we'll just put four. Like, at the time, they think it's an escape, you know, a real escape room.
Right.
So they turn the knob to 451. No, it turns into an oven.
Yeah.
Good job. Big toaster, basically. So the heat starts from above, and it's hot right away. And Amanda's starting to freak out already. And what you learn is each one of these rooms is for each person.
Right.
So, like, this room is for Amanda to kind of...
Because she was in a fire in Iraq.
IED exploded and right. kind of reminds
and
her of that.
She was burned. And so, yeah, she starts freaking out immediately.
So they grab, like, Zoe's like trying to calm her down, grabs her glass of water from the water cooler while they try to find more clues. All they end up doing, though, is making it worse and worse on themselves because they grab the. I'm so sorry. They grab the fire hydrant off the wall and it makes the pillars become flames.
Yeah. And they, like, figure out that the room that they thought there was a person is just this dummy. And the there's, like, a phone that starts ringing and they answer it. And then that triggers something. And it tells you to, like, it's like this automated message telling you to follow all the posted rules. And they're like, what posted rules? What are they talking about?
So when that's when all of a sudden they see a sign for Zoe to use the coaster. Like Zoe sees a sign that says, please use coasters at all time. And that's what she figures out. You push in on the coasters, a vent opens.
But you have to keep holding down the coasters to keep the vent open so that you can escape. So at first they're all pressing it down and they're like, how do we do this? And then she figures out like, oh, you put water in the glasses and you put the glasses on the coaster and then the weight of the water holds it down.
Mm-hmm. And they're down to just Danny and Ben, and they run out of water because they gave Amanda a glass of water. But luckily, Ben's got his little flask on him. Good alcoholic. And they were able to fill it up and get the fuck out of there at the last minute.
I didn't get that he was supposed to be an alcoholic.
You didn't get that?
No.
Oh, yeah. He has a flask on him at all times.
No, I knew he had a flask on him, and I was like, oh, okay. But, like, before that, I did not get that he was supposed to be an alcoholic. Okay.
Yeah, that's what the guy's eyeing his flask on the desk.
I didn't even see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got a flask right there on the desk by the TV when he's stocking the...
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it leads into Ben's room. What we find is Ben's room. It's a cabin. A shanty cabin.
Yes.
And the clue is, oh, fuck. Hold on. Let me look at what the clue is. Oh, you go down to history on a pillow. He finds this.
Yeah.
Which I immediately thought Rudolph. Like,
right. So did I. And there's this combination lock on the door, and it uses letters. And they're saying history. So they think it's like former presidents with seven letters to their name. And then finally, like, somebody else is looking at another wall.
Ben. He finds it. Yeah.
He finds the clue that, oh, it's... no, it's the reindeer from the song, and he realizes Rudolph is the only one not represented, and he's like, it's Rudolph, and that's how they figure it out.
Yeah, because he sees the antlers on the wall with the little letters by the name.
Yes.
And the song is what was playing when he got into a drunken accident, killed all his friends.
That's right, yes.
And that's why we're saying, maybe that's why they want him out front for the grocery store, because they might be known, you know what I mean?
It might be known that that happened. I couldn't figure out why when the guy was just like, well, you know, we can't do that. And I was like, why? What are they talking about? I don't understand. They have not given us any reason to think that he can't be out there. Like, what is going on?
So they get out of that room. We're still at six. Everything's fine. Everyone's alive. Till we get to the next room. The frozen room. They're on ice, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like keeps getting colder
and
colder and colder.
It looks like they're outside. Mm-hmm. And there's a temperature gauge and the temperature's dropping. And they find one coat that they all have to share. And Ben's talking about how he hates the cold. And then you don't find out then why.
Jay.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, not Ben. Jay. I'm doing it now. You were calling everybody Ben. Sorry. And now I'm calling everybody Ben.
Everyone is Ben and everyone else is Jay. Jay hates the cold because this is his room. Mm-hmm. We find out his story was his boat capsized and him and his roommate were freezing cold waters and they had one coat between them. Later we find out Jay killed his roommate.
Yeah, he tells the story like, oh, his roommate started acting weird because of hypothermia and he just swam off.
He got confused and crazy and yeah.
And it turns out, no, Jay killed him because Jay's an asshole. Yeah.
Jay is such an asshole. I hate this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to figure this out here, and they find a fishing pole and a fishing hole. Sorry, I'm trying to flip back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Yes, that's exactly right. Sorry. they try to find, they find a fishing hole and they find a fishing pole, and they're trying at first to fish up.
Yeah, fish something up. And then Zoe finds a magnet that attaches to the weight on the fishing line, mm-hmm. and they drop it to the bottom, and it pulls out a block of ice in the middle of which is a key.
Right. And they're trying to freeze it, but Ben has a lighter.
You mean thought.
Thought. Did I say freeze it? Yes, yeah. I did. They're trying to thought, and Ben's got a lighter because he's over there smoking a cigarette again.
Yeah.
And they're like, throw us the lighter. And he douche move throws it. Halfway across the ice, so Danny goes to get it, and he falls through the ice.
Yeah, because the powers that be didn't want them to have a lighter.
Must be.
Must be. It had to be, because the ice was fine, except for exactly the point where he was standing on. It wasn't an accident.
No, it wasn't.
They made it break.
And then you'll later see where it pops on, like, little, it's almost like little bouncing Bettys, the way the ice pops.
Like. Well, yeah, they've got, like, explosive charges underneath the ice to blow it up while they're trying to get out.
Just like the glass bridge in Squid Games. Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, this movie ripped off a lot of other things.
I think Squid Games was after this, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because remember that was out during COVID, and this is in 2018.
No, I don't know anything about Squid Games, but this is 2019. No, I am not watching Squid Games.
No, I'm saying Squid Games came out after this because that was during COVID 2020 and this is 2019.
Okay, I don't know when Squid Games
You won't watch Squid Games?
No, I'm not interested.
Okay. All right, fine. So Danny's dead. He immediately dies. Well, not immediately. We see him gasping for air under the ice.
They're trying to find him. He's gasping for air, but there's a current under the ice that's carrying him away, and he dies.
I'm sorry, but this is really accurate, though, because so many times when there's somebody falls through the ice, they're able to scoop him back out. That is not real life.
No.
Usually you can never find that hole again, and you're going to die if you fall through ice.
Right, because there's usually a current.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is so more realistic than real, like most movies, like Bond and Jurassic Park and those, whatever. So
Jurassic Park.
One of the Jurassic Parks, they fell through the ice. It's one of the newer ones with the Parks and Rec guys, Chris Pratt. Yeah. Oh, don't give me the big side eye.
Chris, what's a side Pratt?
Eye? Huh?
I said Chris Pratt.
I said psi eye. I don't even know what a psi eye is.
I don't know what a psi eye is either.
But so anyway, the lighter's gone. They end up melting this rock block. With body heat.
With body heat, yeah.
But Jay's getting pissy. Jay's like going off the rails. Like, it's my turn for the code. It's my turn for the code. And we find out he finally admits to why he's an asshole. Well,
because he killed
his story of his friend going nuts and swimming off the boat, which we find out's a lie. That's okay. So we get into the next room, which is an upside down room. I thought this room was cool.
I thought this room was cool too. This was my favorite of all the rooms for sure.
It's a pool bar room, but everything's upside down, and they've got to kind of climb along the bar and, the billiards table. And like, they've got to stay off the floor because their floor that they're actually on, it's like musical chairs, and parts of the floor, they'll hear dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and the floor drops
out. Yeah, the musical chairs song is that obnoxious song, Downtown, that everybody has heard. I hate that song.
I love that song.
I hate that song. And everybody's like pissed off at the song, but they can't turn it off. And then it's playing through the phone. And then like every once in a while, the song will stop playing and you'll get like an old AOL like dial tone connecting to the internet sound. Mm-hmm. And then part of the floor falls away.
Yeah, it's pretty cool actually. They finally find they figure out that there's a puzzle that Zoe, it's like one of those slide puzzles.
Yeah.
She puts it together and they figure out it's the billiards cue is the code to the safe that Amanda's working on.
I don't know what a billiard is.
Billiard ball?
Billiard.
Shut up. I can't speak. Pool ball. Billiard. The billiard balls.
I'm sorry. I'm just giving you a hard time. Continue.
It's okay. So all the guys and Zoe are on one side of the room, and Amanda's by the bar trying to do the safe. Well, she gets the safe. She finds the key. It's the 8-ball.
Yes.
But it's a doorknob.
Right.
So she's trying to make her way back, and she ends up dropping the billiard call. They're like, no, no, no. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Just keep coming. She's like, no,
we need to have this ball.
So she drops down to the last panel. She's able to throw it before the panel goes underneath her, and she grabs the phone.
Right, but she can't hang on for very long. And they're, like, trying to reach out a billiard cue to her. But, like, even if she had grabbed it, there's no way they would have been able to pull her. They would have dropped her.
Yeah.
So she's just like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And she falls to her death.
Sad. I liked Amanda.
I did, too, yeah.
So they get to the next room. This was actually Zoe's room because she was upside down in a plane.
Yes.
That was her thing where her mom and her were in Vietnam. And, they had a plane crash and she was upside down in the plane.
Right.
Seeing her dead mother. I mean, horrible.
Very horrible. And then I liked that they get to the next room and Zoe's like really, really upset. She's bawling. She's having a really hard time. Ben's trying to comfort her. And Jay's just like, come on, we got to do this. And it's like, such and he's dick. Like, Amanda just died, you know, like. Shut up for 5 seconds and let her pull herself together, which I liked because a lot of times in these survival thriller movies, somebody dies and the people are just like, next. Like, nobody cares. It's very, like they'll look horrified as they're watching the person die, but then once it's over, they're just like, okay, next. And they go on to the next thing and, like, nobody cares. So I liked that they showed Zoe, like having a hard time with Amanda's death, because that is way more accurate.
Oh, very much so. Yes, I like that they tried to keep to as accurate as possible.
I mean, they did better than a lot of movies. I'll give them that.
Thank you. Thank you for giving that little nugget. I appreciate the nugget.
We've watched a lot of bad movies.
We have. That's part of the joy of this podcast. Anyway, I think the next room is the hospital room, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Which this mimics Danny's because all his family died of carbon monoxide poisoning. But each person's got a hospital bed and it's set up just like they were when they were in the hospital. And after all of their charges.
Near-death experience.
Yeah, you find out they're all sole survivors.
Right.
Of something. Mm-hmm. Like Ben was that car accident. Jay was the boat thing. Zoe was the plane crash. Amanda was this IED explosion. Danny was this carbon monoxide poisoning. And Mike was used to be a miner before he was a truck driver.
Right.
And he was in a
cave-in.
He was the only survivor of that.
Yeah. I wish, like, my grandfather on my dad's side, I wish I had been, like, he passed when I was pretty young. And I wish I had had time to ask him more stuff, like, about his family's time as coal miners in Kentucky, because I would, like, be dead curious to know if that ever happened to any of them. But all I know really about his family is that he told us from, like, a very young age that he was against family members going into the armed services because he lost two brothers in the army. And he was like, we have given enough.
Yeah.
Do not go in. Like, we're like five and a baby. And he's going, we have given enough. Don't join the armed forces.
You're like, okay.
And we're just like, okay, what?
What's the armed forces?
Yeah.
So, well, they're trying to figure out this room. Sorry, I'm going to bring it back to the movie real fast.
Yeah, let's.
So we can get finished with it. We bring it back to this room where it's this hospital. And Zoe's not playing anymore. She's done.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to fucking turn this inside out. And she starts breaking all the cameras.
Yeah.
And what happens is this canister starts going off. And it's releasing the poison in the room. And they've got to find out this heart. It's a heart monitor. You got to get the heart monitor to the goal heart rate.
And they don't know if it's high or low. So
Jay just assumes it's high.
Jay assumes it's high. And Mike goes along with him. And Mike's like, okay, shock me with the shock paddles. And we'll get my heart rate really high.
No, this is Jay's idea.
Yeah. But Mike agrees to
it. He does agree
to it. I mean, it's a really stupid thing to agree to. Like, if you don't know already, if your heart is fine, shock panels will hurt you.
Yeah. And Jay just keeps turning him up and up. Even when Mike passes out, he ends up killing him that way.
Yeah, he kills Mike. Like, asshole.
So it's Ben and Jay. Zoe's like, I'm not, like, they leave Zoe behind because Zoe's not, I'm not going.
Yeah.
She just keeps smashing cameras and
she's like, I'm done. I'm not playing anymore. They can't make me and you just go.
Yeah. The last you see of her, she passes out.
Yes.
And they enter the next room, which is like this trippy fucking room.
Oh, it was cool.
So this supposedly is Ben's room. I was just reading. This is supposed to mark Ben's room when he's drunk.
It looked like a it looked like a modern art installation, that like interactive modern art installation.
It's all black and white. Mm-hmm. There is a Lazy Susan in the middle. They find like a hatch and they think, oh, okay, hatch, open the hatch. Yeah, there's something on the hatch that gives them like this hallucinogenic effect.
Yeah, like a poison that's giving, making them hallucinate. And there's a message on the hatch that says, like, you could leave, but you might want to find the antidote first.
Right, right.
So then they're, like, fighting each other trying to get to the antidote that Ben finds.
Yes.
And Jay's like, oh, screw this. I've killed one friend before. I will kill this guy. I don't even know who he is. I already killed Mike. Like, let's bring it on. I'll kill another guy. Like, I'm going to win. And Ben's like, screw you. I want to live. And so they're like tussling and trying to get their hands on this syringe that Ben finds. And finally, Ben manages to jab it into his thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the heck out of there.
Yeah. Bye, Jay. You deserve to die.
Yep. Bye, Jay. You were awful and nobody liked you.
Yeah. And Ben was pissed at how he killed Mike. He was just pissed.
He was really mad at Jay for doing that because it was unnecessary.
It was so unnecessary. We get to Ben in the final room from what we see in the beginning. The thing starts crushing him just like Mike was crushed in the cave, and this is Mike's room.
Right.
But you also flash back to, like, we already saw the whole room crushing him and blah, blah, blah. We flash back to the other room in the hospital where they're going to take Zoe and Mike's body out. You have these gloved up people coming in.
They're like in hazmat gear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they said something about Zoe. Wonder why she stuck around. And she gets up and wails him with a hospital pole.
Yeah.
And the gun falls out. She takes the gun.
Yes.
And she manages to truly escape.
Yes, she does.
And as she's escaping that area, Ben actually manages to find a vent to get out of the fucking crush area.
Yeah, he grabs like a shield from like a suit of armor, and he uses it to jump into the fireplace and use the metal shield to keep him from getting burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And he manages to get through into, like out of the escape room.
Into the, like, the warehouse where the Game Master is.
Yes.
And the Game Master is like, oh, you know, he reveals the purpose of the game and how they all had a common thread of soul survivors and individuals are betting on them to win. And, oh, you weren't pulled very high. Yeah.
And it's amazing that you got this far. And so Ben's like, great, like, give me my money and let me out of here. And I love this. He goes, when the horse wins the Kentucky Derby, there's no prize for the horse. And then he tries to strangle him. It's great.
Yes. But that's when Zoe shows up and saves him. Like, you think Ben's dead because she's like, get up, Ben. And he's like not moving. Well, he's just passed out because there's a big tussle between the two of them.
Yeah.
But eventually Zoe kills the Game Master with the gun.
Yes. She shoots him.
And she's able to save Ben. And Ben and Zoe go to the hospital. Ben's in the hospital room, and Zoe's trying to lead the police back to, like, to show, hey, this happened. This is where we were.
Yeah, and she leads them back to the right warehouse and everything, but everything's gone.
It's cleaned. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
And on the wall, she sees written in spray paint, no way out. And she realizes that is, she's been seeing, like, in all the rooms somewhere, there was a reference to a Dr. Wu-Tan Yu.
Yeah.
And she realizes that's an anagram for no way out.
Yes.
Suggesting the game is not over.
Well, and they meet up, Ben and Zoe meet up, and Ben's looking clean shaven. He looks totally sober.
Yeah, this is 6 months later.
They look good. And she's like, I found him.
He's like, I've got this great job and like I'm doing really well for myself and I've turned my life around. And she's like, I found them. And he's like, no, I just want to live my life.
Mm.
And she's like, no, we have to take them down. Which I love Zoe. I love Zoe.
Yes. But then you find the game makers, like, we found them. They're you see them on a plane. Like you think it's an escape room on a plane, but they're really just trying it out.
Yeah, it's a simulation.
For Zoe and Ben, because they've got their flight pass.
Because they're going to fly to confront them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to fix the flight to turn it into an escape. room, they have a 4% chance of making it.
Love it. I love it. I love it. So, I like this one so much better than No Escape Room, obviously.
I do too. I will say that. Okay. It is so much better than No Escape Room.
I enjoyed this one. I was, okay, so I will say I watched it like 3 a.m. in the darkness of my room. So maybe that added to the effect, but it was good. It wasn't, you got to know the characters. Like, you got to, even Amanda, who we didn't get to know a whole lot until we actually, like, you didn't know anything about her until we got to the warehouse. You know what I mean? She wasn't just cardboard, though.
No.
You know, so you got to know them, except for Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
But he was fodder.
Danny was disappointing as a character.
Yeah. He was just disappointing.
And even Jay was, to an extent, because, like... Like, there are people like that. I'm not saying there aren't, but usually there's a reason for it, and they didn't give him a motivation. They were just like, this is how he is.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was just kind of like, oh, okay.
Some people are just like that, though.
Like, it just, I don't know. Like, they flesh out some characters, and you're like, yeah, but not all of them, and you're like, why?
Well, he just seems like a narcissist. I mean, even, like his old college roommate, like, he just seems like a narcissistic prick from the get-go. Some people are just, like, that narcissistic and self-centered, and...
Yeah, some people are, but this is a story. I want motivation. I don't want to just, oh, well, some people are like that. No, I'm sorry, that's not a good story.
Do you want them to go back to their childhood and say he was an only child, and that's why he... I'm just plain devil's advocate as to... the story behind it. I just,
it's like, well, it's like when we did that movie about the Airbnb killer, like, and I was disappointed in how easily he killed everybody, and well, that was realistic. Yeah, I know, but it doesn't make a good story. I want a good story.
Then write a good story.
I do.
And then produce it and show it on Netflix.
No. You can't just do that. Somebody has to hire you.
You need to submit your shit to an agent to turn it into a movie. Well, start working on that.
Oh, okay.
What would you rate this movie?
I'd give it a 6.
Okay. I enjoyed it. I'll probably watch it again.
I definitely won't.
Okay. I'm at about a 7.825. I enjoyed it. I like the different rooms. I like how each of them is tuned just to each of them. The end was definitely a little bit of a letdown, but I like that he's always going after them, you know. And now we know there's a sequel, so that's going to be up next on my list as soon as I can find it streaming somewhere. You're shaking your head. It will happen, though. Just like Final Destination 4 will finally happen.
No.
Yeah, as soon as I get that one streaming.
I just hate... this idea that, oh, the movie did moderately well, then we've got to do a sequel. It's like, just fucking let it be its own story. It doesn't need nothing. Not everything needs a sequel.
It doesn't, but they kind of set it up for that way. And a lot of horror, horror does have the most amount of sequels, I think, of any other genre. If you think about it, think about Halloween, Freddy, Final Destination, Saw, Scream. I mean, that's the genre that I feel like has the most...
So?
And it's got the most... I'm just saying, in general, like, I think they feel like they set it up that way to be...
Well, yeah, lots of movies set it up for a sequel. Doesn't mean it always gets one. Doesn't mean it needs
one. No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, the most amount of... I feel like horror is the genre that gets the most series. So,
they're hoping for that. Not everything needs to be a series. They're hoping for that because they're trying to, like... Because a lot of these producers, they just... All they care about... They don't really care about... They care about what sells.
Yeah.
And they want to squeeze as much money as they can out of it. And I'm saying it doesn't need to happen.
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying that's where they find the most opportunity is in the genre.
I don't care. It doesn't need to
happen. I know you don't care. I'm just having a conversation.
So. I'm just saying that, like, well, this is happens a lot. Well, so what? It doesn't mean it's right.
As far as fanfiction goes, I have nothing in fanfiction.net, but I do have 31 different ones in Archive of Our Own. Wow. Not a lot of crossovers, though.
Shame.
So, yep.
No My Little Pony?
Nope. No My Little Pony.
Well, what crossovers do we have?
Sex Education is the only one I saw.
Sex Education?
I don't even know what that is, if it's a TV show or what.
Yeah. I think it's a comedy movie. Oh, okay. I think it's on Tubi right now.
I don't know.
I think it's a raunchy comedy.
Ugh. Pass.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to pimp us so we can get out?
Sure. We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. MorbidlyBeautiful.com is your place for all things horror, and they have a great podcast network. So if you're looking for more horror podcasts to add to your schedule, go check them out. They'll be linked in the show notes. If you want to interact with us or just find out what's going on with us, we are at Podcast at Night everywhere on social media. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We have a Twitter. We have a Slasher, and we have a Good Pod. We always appreciate reviews. Wherever you listen, take a couple minutes to leave us some stars, and if you can, a few kind words. We really appreciate it. And we also have a merch store that will be linked in the show notes. That's it for me, Chaos. So I'll just say thanks for watching. Whoa. So I'll just say thanks for listening, and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage, and as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of bug-eating cats. Meow.
Yum, yum.